Presidential contender Martin Fayulu challenges Tshisekedi's leadership and state of siege in Eastern DRC. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. In a campaign rally held in the troubled eastern region of the Democratic Republic of Congo, presidential candidate Martin Fayulu took center stage, addressing a fervent crowd in Goma. Fayulu, a key contender against President Félix Tshisekedi in the upcoming December 20 presidential election, used the platform to critique the government's imposition of a state of siege. Speaking passionately from a podium in Goma, Fayulu questioned the effectiveness of Tshisekedi's leadership, posing rhetorical questions to the crowd about the current state of peace and security under the current administration. Fayulu expressed skepticism about Tshisekedi's ability to bring stability to the troubled region. Denouncing the state of siege imposed in May 2021 in the provinces of North Kivu and Ituri, both grappling with violence from armed groups, Fayulu emphasized his commitment to establishing the rule of law. He criticized the arbitrary imposition of the state of siege by President Tshisekedi, declaring the need for governance grounded in legal principles. Furthermore, Fayulu accused Tshisekedi of engaging in relations with Paul Kagame to destabilize Eastern Congo, characterizing such actions as betrayal and emphasizing the unacceptability of traitors in the country. Fayulu framed his opponent's alleged collaboration with Kagame as detrimental to the stability of the region. The Democratic Republic of the Congo, DRC, is among the world's poorest countries, notwithstanding its vast mineral wealth. As the leading global producer of cobalt and the third largest producer of copper, both essential minerals in the manufacturing of electronic gadgets and electric vehicles, the country faces economic challenges despite its valuable resources. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Please subscribe to our channel and don't forget to download our application CNT Live on Google Play and Apple Store. Thank you.